UN Secretary General Kofi Annan plans to take disciplinary action against current and former officials involved in the Oil for Food program for Iraq. The announcement came after a panel investigating corruption in the program issued an interim report. It accuses senior UN officials of violating ethics rules. The Oil for Food program was designed to help Iraqis survive under UN sanctions during Saddam Hussein's rule, but mismanagement of the program has tarnished the UN's reputation. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Former U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker, who's leading the investigation, called this a painful time in the life of the United Nations and a time for renewal. As he issued his more than 200-page report, Volcker aimed his toughest criticism at Benon Sevan, a diplomat from Cyprus who ran the Oil for Food program.
Mr. Benon Sevan, in fact, did repeatedly solicit oil allocations for a small trading company called AMAP. The Iraqi government, in providing such allocations, certainly thought they were buying influence. I think it is the fact that Mr. Sevan placed himself in a grave and continuing conflict of interest situation.
Volcker stopped short of accusing Sevan of taking kickbacks, but says this remains under investigation. Mark Malik Brown, who is Kofi Annan's new chief of staff, said the secretary general is offering to revoke Sevan's diplomatic immunity should this become a criminal case.
The secretary general is shocked by what the report has to say about Mr. Sevan, terribly dismayed that a colleague of so many years standing is accused of breaching the sort of UN code of conduct and staff rules in the ways he did.
Sevan's lawyers say their client, who has since retired and has denied wrongdoing, is being made a scapegoat. Another UN official who came in for criticism was Joseph Stefanidis, who's still on staff. The report blames him for violating procurement rules in some of the early contracts, including one for a Dutch oil inspection company called Sebold. The report also raises concerns about other contracts dating back to 1996, one for the French bank BNP, which handled the finances for the $69 billion Oil for Food program, and one for Britain's Lloyd Register, which inspected humanitarian goods to be sent to Iraq. Though the report had a narrow focus, the UN's Malik Brown said he hopes it will at least partially satisfy the critics.
We are dealing with critical and vital breakdowns in the management of the UN, breakdowns by individual staff and broader management breakdowns, but they are a subset of a much bigger story.
U.S. government studies have estimated that Saddam Hussein's regime raked in more than $10 billion, in part by manipulating the Oil for Food program and imposing surcharges on contracts. But Malik Brown says the vast majority of the money came from oil smuggling that had nothing to do with the program. The U.S. and others tolerated the smuggling to Jordan and Turkey because it helped the economies of those two U.S. allies. Still, some critics of the UN have described the Oil for Food scandal as the biggest fraud on the planet. Paul Volcker refused to compare it to Enron or WorldCom.
What makes this one sensitive is the importance of the UN, in my opinion, to the world community, and an appreciation that that institution upon which so much rests can operate with integrity and confidence. And you can't measure that by money alone.
Another touchy issue that was absent from this report was the question of whether Kofi Annan's son, Kojo, profited from the Oil for Food program. He worked for one of the contractors. Volcker says that will be part of his next report due out in the summer, and the UN says Secretary General Annan is awaiting it with a clear conscience. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.